I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Tomorrow, I'm thinking the only way that we're not the first words out of our mouth aren't about the New York Knicks is if the Giants trade up and get a quarterback. That would mean that we're leading with the draft and probably doing 3 or 4 hours on the draft. But other than that, it'll probably be another Knicks morning. This is a really good time to be a New York sports fan. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. And I think for tonight in Detroit, where this draft is coming from, you know, 1 and 2, I think, are pretty much locked in. I think almost everybody that I have read, talked to, heard about, believes that, you know, of course, it's Cale Williams to the Chicago Bears. And then, of course, it's Jaden Daniels to the Washington Commanders. And then after that, that's where it really gets interesting. Because many people kind of feel like, you know, maybe the Patriots don't feel like they're ready yet. They have to build the team. And, you know, again, to look in the future and to try to figure out what quarterback is coming, the last couple times that I think this has happened, one would be this year, because I think after Cale Williams won the Heisman, everybody knew that he was going to be the number one pick in this draft. So whoever got the number one pick was going to be lucky enough to draft what many people believe is a generational player. And when you watch him play, you can see why.
Yeah.
All right. So, and that happens to be the Bears. They did a great job last year with the trade with the Panthers to get up into this year's draft. You know, honestly, this should be the Panthers' pick, is what it should be. And, you know, the Panthers screwed up royally last year. But after number two, what do the Patriots do? And where do they go? Where does J.J. McCarthy go? Where does Drake May go? Where does Michael Penix go? Where does Bo Nix go? And there is a feeling that all of those guys are going to end up going in the first round, which is amazing because I saw, you know, there's so many mock drafts. I mean, I stopped looking at it. Right. It will just make your head spin.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there are a lot of really good players in this draft, but I think it's quarterbacks, it's wide receivers, it's offensive tackles. Then come maybe an edge rusher or two, a defensive tackle, a couple defensive backs, cornerbacks. So I just think that it's going to be fascinating to see what happens between pick 3 and pick 6 in this draft and whether or not the Cardinals believe that they could trade the 4th pick and still remain in range to get the wide receiver they want. In order for that to happen, I do believe that they can't drop below 6. So everybody says, well, the Giants don't really have the draft capital. But what the Giants do have is they have that number 6 pick. And it is in the top 10, so you can still get a very, very solid, if not can't-miss player at number 6. So that's why maybe Arizona, the Patriots, the Chargers, all I could see, you know, trading back possibly to the Giants, because normally smoke is fire.
Oh, yeah, and I do believe that all these teams that are quarterback needy, especially the top 3 that we have been talking about that have the assets to trade up, the Giants, the Vikings, and the Broncos, I fully believe that each one of those teams would be taking a quarterback if they were 1, 2, and 3 and like those guys and would like to trade up. It's just a matter of what that price tag is going to be. And I also believe that the New England Patriots, when they say they're open for business, if there's a deal out there that they feel like they can't turn down, they will take that deal. So is a general manager, either Joe Shane or Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah out in Minnesota or Sean Payton in his front office out there, so obsessed with one of these guys that they end up doing one of these massive deals and sort of punting next year's draft and maybe a first rounder after that to get the guy.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Then there's J.J. McCarthy. He was on the Rich Eisen show, and the question to McCarthy was, do you have any idea who's drafting you and where you're going to end up?
I have somewhat of an idea. New York Giants, I've spent the most time with. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a phenomenal staff. Love Coach Dable. Love, you know, Mr. Shane. Love Coach Tierney. Uh-huh. Coach Kafka, mm-hmm. Chicago guy.
And then he went on to say he knows the system already.
I'll tell you, that's not great for Daniel Jones to hear that. Oof. I'm just trying to. I remember when the Bengals drafted David Klingler in the 92 draft, and, you know, I was still on the Bengals team. Sam had just either been fired or left. I don't think we still have an answer as to whether or not Sam Weich was fired.
Yeah.
But somehow they split, and I knew that they had the high pick, and I knew it was going to be a quarterback, and it's not an easy thing to do. Like, if you're sitting around, especially if you're Daniel Jones right now, and you're rehabbing, it's not a lot of fun. And then you're listening to this kind of stuff from a kid who's not even a professional football player yet.
Yeah, if he gets drafted by the New York Giants, then we can go back. I would love to do this. I don't do this a lot, but there was an open that I had a couple of months ago where I said, I feel like the Giants are going to take J.J. McCarthy. It's going to be Daniel Jones 2.0 all over again. They're going to set him back another 4 or 5 years. Giant fans were killing me for that. Killing me with the 6th overall pick. New York Giants. J.J. McCarthy.
Well, everybody has them and the Minnesota Vikings. I say everybody. Most people have those two teams enamored with Drake May.
I don't know what to believe anymore, man. This is what I think is going to happen. I think that you will see everything go chalk 1-2-3. That the Patriots end up taking Drake May. Then what you'll see is the Broncos, the Vikings, the Giants all hammer the Cardinals. And whatever team wins that battle is going to get J.J. McCarthy and then also slammed across the country for giving up what they gave up to go and get him.
Right.
The guy's going to suck in the NFL. He just is. He doesn't have it. I'm just telling you right now, you can smell it.
There it is. Yeah. Save that one, Eddie.
Well, he did.
Obviously, but no. But I mean, I want to come in here tomorrow and start the show with that.
Yeah. Well, Eddie's saving it for when J.J. McCarthy wins a Super Bowl MVP. But yeah, I'm sure he's a great kid. He's an out of nowhere guy, meaning that nobody was talking about him being a top 10 pick, not even a first round pick,
until Jim Harbaugh said it.
Right. And then also until these other teams were like, oh, crap, we can't trade up to the top three, so now we got to settle for number four.
What's kind of interesting, what you forget, is Jim Harbaugh was a quarterback himself in the NFL. Jim Harbaugh grew up in a household where his father was a coach, where his brother became a coach, and Jim Harbaugh has turned quarterbacks into really good players. You know, I can think of Alex Smith and Colin Kaepernick and so on and so forth, the guys that he had at Michigan, and now this kid comes and they win a national championship, and they win it the way that Jim Harbaugh wants to win football games. Defense, running game, and play action passing. And the kid handles everything.
Yeah.
You know, so he wasn't given the opportunity to throw the ball 50 times a game. Reminds me of Jack Cohn when Jack went to Wisconsin. You know, like, he was hamstrung by the coach. Like, they were going to run a half-ass offense that was not going to accentuate his skills. And what ends up happening, he ends up going to Notre Dame. Brian Kelly leaves. And in a bowl game, they have him throw 60 times a game.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like that was kind of J.J. McCarthy. He left high school as one of the winningest quarterbacks ever to come out of high school and then goes to Michigan, and all they do is win with him at quarterback, handling all the things that you got to handle under Jim Harbaugh at Michigan.
I could see it now. Broadway J.J.
Mm.
And then maybe they'll do, like, all the stuff they did with Tommy DeVito and the Italian stuff, they'll do with the Irish stuff with J.J. McCarthy. You know, luck of the Irish, something like that. Pot of gold at the end of this particular.
Even rainbow.
Yeah, rainbow.
Yeah.
The McCarthy rainbow. Yeah. Have a pint for J.J. And all the Irish stereotypes will come out now with the drafting of J.J. McCarthy.
Let's say they don't, and let's say they end up with a wide receiver. Will you be happy? I just want you to be happy.
Oh, I don't. I don't really care who they draft, because we have no idea how it's going to work out. But I will say that my opinion is that the Giants will continue to stink if they take J.J. McCarthy. But if they ended up taking a wide receiver, if they take Malik Nabers, I'd be thrilled because I think that guy is going to be like Odell Beckham Jr. all over again, hopefully more successful in a Giants uniform. But, I mean, we don't know. We just have opinions. I have no friggin' idea. It'd be great. And then when he does get drafted, if he gets drafted here, then I'll be rooting for him to play well because I don't want to go through another one of these
crap football
that they draft Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson. It's the worst. Can't take it anymore.